Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 28th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
NCAP Investments LP unveils Quantica infrastructure to provide AI-optimized, hyperscale-ready site solutions across North America. Quantica Infrastructure, a new company backed by NCAP Investments LP, has officially launched to provide integrated digital infrastructure solutions for data center development across North America. By offering shovel-ready sites with renewable energy, traditional grid power, and robust network connectivity, Quantica aims to minimize risk and simplify deployment for large data center clients. The company's holistic approach focuses on maximizing community and environmental benefits, with a leadership team boasting extensive experience in power, network, and data center development. Quantica is well-positioned to meet the growing demand for AI and hyperscale solutions. NCAP Investments sees Quantica's unique platform as a breakthrough in the digital infrastructure economy, offering opportunities to deploy capital in renewable power generation, real estate, and network sectors. For more information, visit quanticinfra.com.
AI uncovers solar energy utilization gap in the Philippines. A new artificial intelligence-powered tool has revealed an under 1% solar energy utilization rate in major cities in the Philippines. Manila and other cities in the country fall short of their rooftop solar potential. The tool identified 1,846.08 megawatts of rooftop solar energy capacity in 174 municipalities and cities in the Philippines, marking a significant assessment of its solar energy capacity. For-profit firms like SolarBank Corp. are urged to address this gap in solar energy utilization.
Green Car News Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BNI, completes name and ticker change from Mullen Automotive. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., BNI, an electric vehicle manufacturer, has completed its name from Mullen Automotive, Inc. to Bollinger Innovations, Inc. The change, effective as of July 28, 2025, includes a new NASDAQ stock symbol, BNI. This transition unifies the company's commercial Class 1, 3, and 4 vehicles under a single brand identity. CEO and Chairman David Michery stated that this move marks the completion of the company's brand evolution without impacting its legal structure or operations. Shareholders do not need to take any action as a result of these changes.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS American, PSX PTM, highlights. Rising importance of platinum in electrical clean energy applications. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., traded on NYS American under the symbol PLG and on TSX under the symbol PTM, highlights the rising importance of platinum in electrical and clean energy applications. Platinum's exceptional conductivity, heat resistance, and catalytic efficiency make it essential in various industrial and electrical uses. As industries seek sustainable energy solutions, platinum is becoming a critical component. PLG is focusing on developing large-scale platinum group metal resources in South Africa's Bushveld complex, positioning itself to meet the growing demand. From hydrogen fuel cells to hard disk drives, platinum's unique properties play a vital role in advancing technology and energy sustainability. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.